Well, it's the first Sunday in Advent. We changed our colors. We're ready to go for the first Sunday of the church year. And the theme is hope. That's the hope candle. And the whole idea of hope is what we're supposed to think about this week in our first week of Advent. What are your hopes and dreams? What do you hope happens? Do you hope Ohio State beats Michigan? I wrote this last week. I was thinking about it, after the fact. What if it had gone bad? Oh no! Anyway, are you hoping that Christmas goes well this year? You know, people coming in from out of town and hoping it all goes well. What about the year next year, 2026? You guys don't know why I'm doing that to Steve, because he was in first. I said 2006 in first. 2026, do you hope it's better than 2025? Maybe 2025 was a good year, I don't know. But are you hoping that things get better? The reason I bring this up, the reason I say this, is to kind of set up the idea. I'm noticing that hope and a wish are kind of interchangeable in a sentence, right? I wish for something or I hope for something has become sort of interchangeable. They mean kind of the same thing. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's supposed to be that way. Last week I was in Union, Georgia. And my relatives live there, and I don't know if you have been following the lotteries, but the $1 billion lottery winner was in Newton, Georgia, and bought a ticket at one of their places that you buy tickets. And the relatives were like, oh, is it one of us? And, you know, when they found out, they started calling all their friends and figure out who won, right? And they couldn't figure out who did it. But we're sitting at dinner, and we're having this conversation about the lottery, and you know, I think I'm going to buy more tickets, is what they were saying. They said, I think I'm going to buy more tickets. And I hope that I win the lottery. It would be such a good thing. And I thought, is that a hope to win, or is that a wish? You know, I wish I would win the lottery. I don't know about that. I don't think they really meant hope. Well, I had the hope theme this week, and something didn't quite set well with me. A hope is not a wish. A wish I would win, that's a thing where it might happen, but if it didn't happen, it wouldn't make that much difference. Right? If you don't win the lottery, you're not going to lose your mind. But with a hope, there's an expectation. You're expecting it to happen, and you're expecting there to be fruits that come out of the thing that happens. You want things to come to fruition. You're invested. There's an element of faith in hope. Do you really believe it's going to happen? It's kind of baked in to the whole idea of hope. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you hear it at weddings a lot about love. It's like the love anthem, you know. And it ends with this last line that's really famous. You know, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love, right? Really nice passage. I love it. But when I read that passage, and especially when I was younger, I'd always be like, oh man, faith, hope, and love, it's out of order. Because hope is lighter, right? It should be hope, and then the next stage is like faith. And then the next stage is love. You know, that's like the most mature step, the greatest of these is love. I'm like, Paul's got it all wrong. He's got it in the wrong order. You know? More on that in a minute. Last week, my high school football team, weeks ago, won the CIF championship, the big championship game. This is an amazing story, because this team started off the season 0-5. How'd they make the playoffs? Well, they were all preseason games, and when they got to the league games, they won. But there was this dramatic turnaround, right? In the beginning of the season, the original coach of the team, my coach, he died. I think I said that a couple weeks ago. He ended up dying, so it was just sad. Everyone was sad about it all. But they were in this losing streak, and there were players who quit the team. They didn't even want to be a part of this. This is terrible. It was a first-year head coach. This was his first year. And he's gone 0-5, and I was like, oh, this was a mistake, right? But this guy instilled in his players this great hope and cast a vision. You guys can still win this thing, you know? This is still on the table. So they end up making the playoffs, and then they kind of work their way through the playoffs, get to the championship game. And it was an amazing thing. It's like a made-for-TV movie. I wouldn't know any of this. I don't follow my high school, and I wouldn't have known any of this. But through Facebook, they reached out to all the former alumni that had won championships for the school before, because back in the day, you know. And they wanted us to send an inspirational sort of video to inspire the guys. You know, they're in the championship, and let's hear from some alumni that, you know, had a championship back in the day. So I wouldn't even have known about this if it wasn't for that. And so I'm all fired up because my theme this week is hope. So I'm like, yes, I already have something to say, right? And so I did a video with my wife and sent it, and it was, I noticed something about championship teams, not to get too into it, but I noticed something about championship teams in the championship game. They're teams that believe they can win. You can just see it. They're all excited, and every play is awesome and all that. And the teams that that lose are the ones that are like wearing the loss on their face before the game is over. You know, they make a mistake, like, oh, it's over. And so I said this sort of, I guess, bit of wisdom about how teams, you know, win and lose based on hope, based on their belief. They ended up winning the game. It was a two-point conversion, so it was so risky, and they won by 1 point. So, I mean, there was like all this tension and risk involved, but these guys, they believed. And it ended up happening. It was really, really great. So it was just this really inspirational story. It just happened 2 days ago. So it got slid into the sermon. So I was on vacation. I was desperate for illustrations. Anyway, there's an element of faith in hope. That's what I want you to remember. There's an element of faith in hope. Paul was right. Faith comes first. You have a belief, and then you enter into the hope situation where you're seeing the vision and the expectations. A strong faith in what God is doing causes us to see a new hope. Hope just doesn't come out of nowhere. This is why it's the first theme in Advent. The season where we anticipate Christ coming into our lives, we celebrate hope first. The scene is like this. Jesus sends the crew into the town to get a donkey, a beast of burden. Now most kings, would enter into a city on a big stallion with a big army, and, you know, showing their strength and their power. It's kind of a symbol of war, you know. And Jesus does the exact opposite. He fulfills the prophecy in Zechariah 9. That's where that comes from. He comes into the land on a symbol of peace. Christ comes into the city and really into our situation at our ground level. That's what you're supposed to see there. Into our everyday situation. I love explaining this in new member classes. We've had a couple of new member classes, and I love doing the comparative religions on the whiteboard and all that, and talking about the triune God and all. And there's something really wonderful about how God connects with us in Christianity on a ground level, on a personal and intimate level. I love the one God in three persons. God truly is everywhere that I could be, right? Inside my inner thoughts, around my personal space, but still is the God, the creator of the universe. I love the part that we say in the creed, we just said it, descending into hell. That's a beautiful imagery. There is no place or no depth or no low place that I could ever go that God is not with me. I love that about our faith. This is the experience of the people who watched Jesus come into Jerusalem on a donkey. This is the kind of thing that they're thinking. They're blown away by this imagery. What do we hope? That Christ will meet us where we are in our struggle. What do we pray for this year? That God will enter our situation and bring us peace from the struggle. Peace to our families, to our marriages, to our job relationships, our neighbors, our parents, and our kids and our relatives. Jesus was saying at the moment he came into the city, I didn't come to bring war and conflict. I came to bring peace. And this is the theme of Christmas. You hear it all the time, right? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. This is what Christmas is about. Jesus gives us hope that we will experience God's peace. That hope is active. We expect to see it. We are looking forward to experiencing it. It's not a wish. It's an expectation that we have put our full faith and trust in God to see God's will for us played out in everyday life. And into the next world. Amen.